to you. It is Monday, and we made it through another weekend. Just as well that it's Monday. I need a couple of days of work to get back in shape. It's 5 after 6 o'clock in the morning. W-R-O-V, Bravo 609. And some I love, she does it good. Pretty much the whole neighborhood knows. Listen, Paul McCartney and Wings and Rob at WROV. 13 after 6 o'clock, Monday morning, on Banana.
I cry.
WROV, and you needed me and Murray. Rob O'Brady, 17 minutes after 6 o'clock. Well, Monday morning radar in Roanoke City on Glenbridge Road Northwest, Pennsylvania Ave Northeast, Grandin Road Southwest, and 9th Street Southeast. Folks who work over in this part of town had best be aware, Grandin Road and all being so close. It's 617. Alan's accurate forecast for a brand new week calls for a fair, partly sunny day today with a high of 45 or 6. Not bad for mid-February. Increasing clouds tonight, low 30 by morning, and clouds with some rain likely tomorrow. Tuesday's high, 48. The winds will be west and northwest, just 5 and 10 miles per today. The chance of precipitation from 0 today to 10 tonight to a 4 and 10 perhaps tomorrow. That's about the most substantial probability of precipitation in a month of Sundays. It's 17 after 6, partly cloudy skies this morning, and a cool 22 at WROV. Leave me wondering, I ain't going to stand for it no more, no way, Jay. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Robbo checking Sunday's scoreboard for you. First in pro stuff, everybody played in the NBA yesterday. The Celts back winning again, 123-107 over San Diego's Clippers Sunday. The 76ers took the Lakers, 102-99. It was Milwaukee, 128, Chicago, 109, San Antonio, 102, Dallas, 98. The Pacers knocked off the Pistons, 124-101. Knickerbockers whooped the Jets, or rather Nets. Nets, Jets don't play ball. 116-102. It was Golden State, 107, Utah, 101. The Sonics down the Nuggets, 133-112. Couple of overtime contest. Phoenix defeated Washington, 113-107. Portland bested Kansas City, 129-123. And those last two, both in overtime. In the NHL, everybody had it yesterday. Quebec defeated Boston's Bruins, 4-3. The Red Wings took the Canucks, 3-2. With Chicago, 9, Winnipeg, 1. And Calgary whooped Edmonton, 10-4. The Whalers, Flyers, and Maple Leafs, Rockies games both ended up in 6-6 ties. While the Blues and Sabres deadlocked at 3, the North Stars and Rangers did likewise, 3-3 ties. In the lone EHL contest last night, it was all the Raiders over the Rifles, 6-0 last night. Now, a shutout's rather rare. 6 goals for us is kind of rare, particularly against Richmond. And it could well have been 8, as 2 Bruce Gregg goals were both disallowed to a man being in the crease. Raiders over the Rifles, 6-0 last night, and within 6 points of Richmond for a second place in the EHL, which does matter because it gives you the home ice advantage in the playoffs. Next game tomorrow night, and it's Advertiser Appreciation Night tomorrow night. So to everybody that advertises in the program will be there. It'll be good to see you. Tomorrow night, 7:30, Raiders and Rifles at the Salem Civic Center. College ball tonight. Louisville plays at Virginia Tech. Appalachian State's at VMI. West Virginia plays at Duquesne. Washington's at Arizona State. Creighton shall play at DePaul. In girls' high school ball tonight, Pulaski County in to take on Patrick Henry. Salem plays at Northside. Cave Springs at Franklin County, and college ball yesterday, a couple of top 20 teams involved. It was UCLA over Notre Dame, 51-50 yesterday. Clemson whooped South Carolina, 115-91. And that's it this morning, sports from WROV 624. Yeah, for a singer, he'd make a heck of a cop. Oh, he did already. Eddie Money and Baby Hold On To Me. It's 21 before 7 o'clock in the morning. Got O'Brady's Ladies in Something Blue for Monday Doings. Brand new week is here at about us. Let's go. Lunch today. To get you back to school in the city system, everybody gets forward. Look forward to Mrs. Day's class over at Wasina, their very favorite lunch. And I know you're going to like it too. Pizza with corn, tossed salad chilled to perfection, and apple wedge cinnamon bun and milk. In the county schools today, chili dogs with tater tots and green beans, a peanut butter finger to dessert, and ice cold milk to wash it down.
What if Hill's not rolling out?
It's 19 before 7 o'clock. I hope you're running on schedule this morning. Alan's got a pretty nice day planned for us today. It'll be fair and partly sunny with a high of 45. Increasing clouds tonight, low 30 by daybreak. Then clouds rolling in and a chance of rain with them tomorrow. Tuesday's high, 48. The winds will be west to northwesterly, just 5 and 10 miles an hour today. And the chance of precipitation from 0 today to 10 tonight. And I know you're going to like this, 4 and 10 tomorrow. Heaven knows we need it. This morning, the skies are mostly clear all over the state. At Dulles this morning, it's clear and 21. In town at National, it's 26 degrees. Richmond reports 25, and the warmest reporting station in the state. Once again, the beach, it's 28 degrees. Here in Roanoke, it's mostly clear, 22 at WROV. Song, but one heck of a tall order for this time of day. 6:45 in the morning. Now it's 7:15. Bravo. Nothing like in a league of pure prairie. About the only pure thing around the studio this morning is best I see. 12 till 7 at WROV, 6:48. It being Monday, I'll be out lunching today. You can call to register your office bunch. Join me, Graffiti. Mama don't want you. Thank you. Baby, baby. Mama can't buy you love. Elton John, Rob O'Brady. That's from the Tom Bell Sessions, and I'm from Hunger. It's 6 after 7 o'clock, Monday in the very star city of the South, up and at 'em. Got O'Brady's ladies in their blues today.
W-R-O.
W-R-O-V. Eddie O'Rabbit, more Irish than me, and love a rainy night, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Lunch today. In the city school system, everybody gets to enjoy Mrs. Day's class' very favorite lunch from Wasina School. Pizza, with corn, a tossed salad, apple wedge, cinnamon bun, and milk. County schools today, chili dogs with tater tots, green beans seasoned to perfection, a peanut butter finger for dessert, and ice cold milk to wash it down. Morning, Rick.
Morning, Rob. American writer Cynthia Dwyer is...
WROV. 13 after 7 o'clock now, and my sources tell me that there's a young lady by the name of Susie. It's one of those clock radios that comes on with me on it every morning. Well, Susie, I applaud your taste in radio announcers. However, she sleeps right through me. How the heck can you stay in bed with a voice like this screaming at you? Susie, let's go, dearie. Up and at 'em. It's 13 after 7 at WROV. Robbo, want it? Searching so long for the answer. Chicago and Robbo at 17 after 7 o'clock. It be Monday morning. Tonight at 8, Sing Out Roanoke Valley is performing in concert. 8 o'clock, Golden Hall at Roanoke College campus. Admission's absolutely free. And you're invited to stop by and catch Sing Out Roanoke Valley concerting tonight. It's 17 after 7. WROV meteorologist Alan Archer calling for a pretty nice day today. And even better tomorrow with a chance of rain. And maybe a respite from the dry. It'll be sunny today with a high of 45. Increasing clouds tonight. Low 30 overnight, cloudy and a chance of rain tomorrow, high in the upper 40s. The winds will be west and northwesterly, just 5 and 10 miles per today. Chance of rain from 0 today to 10 tonight to a big 40% perhaps tomorrow. This morning it's mostly clear. It's cool. It's 22 in Roanoke at WROV. John Lennon, just like starting over. It's 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Morning to you, gang. 7:22 now. Let me check scoreboard from yesterday. First in NBA play, everybody was at it. It was the Celtics over the Clippers, 123-107 yesterday. The Sixers took the Lakers, 102-99. Milwaukee down Chicago, 128-109. The Spurs stopped the Mavs, 102-98 last night. It was Indiana, 124. Detroit, 101. Knickerbockers over the Nets, 116-102. Warriors took the Jazz, 107-101. The Sonics stopped the Nuggets, 133-112. The Blazers bested Kansas City's Kings, 129-123 in overtime. And the Suns defeated the Bullets, 113-107, also overtime. In the NHL yesterday, four games were tied. Toronto, Colorado, and Hartford, Philadelphia, both 6-6 encounters. While the Rangers and North Stars, Buffalo Sabres and St. Louis Blues, played to 3-3 ties. Quebec down Boston, 4-3. The Red Wings took the Canucks of Vancouver, 3-2. The Blackhawks swept the Winnipeg Jets, 9-1. Calgary dumped Oilers of Edmonton, 10-4. In the EHL last night, it was the Raiders, 6-0 over the Rifles. That's what, 5 in a row now? For Salem, and it could well have been 8-0 last night, as two Bruce Gregg goals were disallowed. Raiders nonetheless shut out Richmond 6-0 and back within 6 points of the second place Rifles in the EHL standings, winding down now into the last third of the season. Games tomorrow night against Richmond, Friday night against Erie, and Saturday night against Tampton. Going to be a great week for hockey. Game time 7:30 every night at the Salem Civic Center, and everybody in the EHL is off tonight. In college ball yesterday involving the top 20, just one game, UCLA down Notre Dame 51-50. Clemson took South Carolina 115-91 yesterday. In high school ball today, girls' high school ball today, Pulaski County's at Patrick Henry, Salem plays at Northside, Cave Springs at Franklin County. College hoop tonight, Louisville's at Virginia Tech, Appalachian State plays at VMI, West Virginia's at Duquesne, Washington's at Arizona State, Creighton plays at number 3, DePaul. And that's it this morning, sports from WROV.
Who loves you, baby?
WROV. Well, it being Monday, I be out lunching today. May I host you? We'll be at GD Graffiti's at noontime. You can call to register your group at 982-1240. WROV. Well, that certainly sounds good. If only this happened to somebody else. Why me? Why always me? That's good tune, which we heard last night. Or I heard last night. If you were out of the coffee pot, then you heard it too, right? Snuff does. Why me? Why always me? Time keeps slipping through my hands. Well, I guess I'm probably not the only bleary-eyed road oaker. On the way in today, it's 25 before 8. Morning, WROV and Dolly P. 9 to 5. 22 minutes before 8 in the morning now. Rob, hoping you're running on time and on schedule. Got O'Brady's ladies in their blues today. It's 7:38 in the morning.
Diddle it. Diddle
lunch today. In the city school system, everybody gets to look forward to Mrs. Day's class over at Wasina School. They put it to a vote and came up with their favorite lunch, pizza with corn, a tossed salad, apple wedge, cinnamon bun, and milk. County schools today. Chili dogs all around with tater tots, green beans seasoned to perfection, a peanut butter finger, and of course, the omnipresent glass of milk.
Want to hear something?
Oh, this is good. Boy, I can tell this is my day. We have one very hungry machine that needs to be fed and insists upon eating while I am here. Well, wonderful. What a great tune. Yvonne Elliman, If I Can't Have You. Unfortunately, we won't hear it today. If we can get 5 notes in a wood, maybe this will work. Huh. I think it's gonna. Susie Quattro and Christopher Norman and stumbling in. Dynamite tune. 12 minutes till 8 o'clock in the morning now. It is 7:48. Got the girls in something blue in the second round of the Roanoke Neighborhood Partnership meetings scheduled for the Gilmer area this evening at 7 o'clock. It'll be held at the Loudoun Ave Christian Church. For more information, give me a holler at 982-1240 and I'll get you in touch. Alan's calling for a fair to partly sunny day today with a high of 45. Increasing clouds tonight, low 30 by daybreak. And tomorrow, probably the best chance in a month of Sundays. We've had to really get a break in our dry. 4 in 10 perhaps of a shower tomorrow, and the high will be 48 or 9. Winds west and northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per today. No chance of rain at all today. 10 tonight, 40 tomorrow. It's sunny this morning, and it's 22 in Roanoke at WROV. Yeah, Stevie Wonder and my Jerry Amour. That's my Irish, Yankee, French accent. Jerry Amour.
Jerry Amour.
It's 5 after 8 o'clock in the morning. I ought to be able to really say that right, though, anymore. Having pronounced the French and French-Canadian names, as I have for the entire hockey season out at the Civic Center, my Jerry Amour. It's 5 after 8 at WROV. Got O'Brady's ladies in their blues today. A brand new week is here and upon us. Monday morning, let's go.
What you want?
John and Yoko. And Rob tracking off Double Fantasy this morning. That's Woman, such a good tune. 9 after 8 at WROV. Roanoke Radar Traps today for sure. It's right here. Oh, yeah, Glen Ridge Road, one of my very faves. That's in the northwest. Pennsylvania Avenue northeast, Grandin Road southwest, and 9th Street southeast. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Rob. American writer sent
WROV and Rob at 982-1240 if you'd like to get through in personal. WROV. It's quarter after 8 o'clock now. Robbo running right on time and schedule here at 15th and Cleveland Southwest. I hope it's that way in your little world as well today. It's 15 after 8 o'clock, 10 minutes hence. Howard Cosell, speaking of sports. Here's Daniel. Not every day you get a tuna buck drinking a six-pack in the car. Oh, That's my kind of music. It's Dan Fogelberg and Same Old Lang Syne. 20 minutes after 8 at WROV and Alan's Accurate Forecast next.
It was really sad.
News on Jefferson Street, downtown Roanoke.
It'll be partly sunny today with a high of 45. Increasing clouds tonight, low 30 by daybreak. Then cloudy and a 4 in 10 chance of rain tomorrow. Tuesday's high 48. The winds will be west and northwesterly 5 and 10 miles per today. This morning it's sunny and, was it, 21. 21 at WROV. 821, here's Bruce Springsteen. England Dan and John Ford Coley. Now, I'm not talking about moving in. However, I am negotiable at the point. 25 before 9 now. O'Brady's Ladies in Their Blues today. It's 835.
Every Sunday night.
WROV. Eagles. Seven Bridges Road and Robbo at 21 before 9 o'clock in the morning now. 8:39. Got the girls in something blue today. It's National Vocational Education Week this week. And Arnold R. Burton Vocational Technical School is holding open house on Thursday from 10 to 2. If you'd like to hear more, give me a holler at
982-1240.
WROV celebrating Monday with lunch with me. Out of GD Graffiti's at high noon. I'll draw the winners at 9:30. You can call to register your office group for lunch today. Annie Murray. Snowbird at Good Tune. I like that so. 18 before 9 now. It's 8:42 at WROV.
I was
WROV. It's 8:46. Rob a morning. WROV. It's 12 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Here's Judy Collins. WROV. And Glenbert Campbell. Southern Knights. In the morning, Robbo, 5 after 9 o'clock. We're about 25 minutes away from drawing my luncheon winners. Find out who I get to take out for dynamite lunch today at GD Graffiti's. Give you another couple of minutes to call to register, 982-1240. For lunch with me at GD's, here's Herb Alpern. WROV at 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. And Rob, top of the morning to ye. It's 8 minutes after 9 o'clock, and it's National Vocational Education Week. Arnold R. Burton Vocational Technical School holds open house this coming Thursday from 10 to 2 to celebrate. If you'd like to hear more, give me a holler at 982-1240. I got the details. I need her telling me how no good I am. I really do. Although when you look like Linda Ronstadt, I guess you can pretty much tell anybody anything. At least anybody of the Bill persuasion. 12 after 9 at WROV. Alan's Accurate Forecast calling for sunshine today. And hopefully, maybe, a little break, a little respite in the dry tomorrow. 4 and 10 perhaps of showers and all on Tuesday. We'll check his forecast in just a couple. It's 12 after 9 at WROV. WROV. Look at that sunshine and crystal clear skies. Lovely morning to find yourself in the Star City of the South. And you got Robbo at 15th and Cleveland Southwest. Proudest punch to be bringing you in from Monday Doings. Millsap, Smoky Mountain rain. It's 18 after 9 o'clock. We may have some Roanoke Valley rain tomorrow. Alan says there's a 4 in 10 perhaps of it. First, though, a partly sunny day today with a high 45. Increasing clouds tonight, low 30 overnight. It'll be cloudy with a chance of rain and a high of 49 degrees tomorrow. Winds today will be west and northwest for the most part, 5 and 10 miles per. The chance of precipitation zero today, just 10 tonight, but 40 tomorrow. That's as heavy a chance as we've had in a month of Sundays. It's sunny this morning and a couple of dozen plus degrees. 25 at WROV. WROV, John Cougar ain't even done with the night. 22 minutes after 9 o'clock in the morning now. O'Brady's Ladies in Their Blues, it's 9:22.
This Friday.
This is the radio station you've grown up with. And we've grown up with you. 1240 WROV. Ah, yes, sure twas the year of the cats. But now, it's the month of the rabbit. Eddie at WROV. Rabbit, love a rainy night. Mel Stewart, just before that year of the cat, 24 before 10 o'clock in the morning. I love going to lunch. I love having a credit card that lets me spend like $100 at lunch, and just maybe it'll be you that I get to take today. Find out here in just a sec. Let me reach down into the bottom of my box of entries. Oh, this one's been in better than a year now. This is from the Graves Humphreys Price Maintenance Group, as registered by Debbie Arnold back in 1980. Wow! Okay, if Debbie and the folks from Graves Humphrey can make it, it's lunch today at GD Graffiti's on me. Let me get a hold of Debbie and the good news that I'm getting lunch today for them. 24 till 10. WROV and classic Beatles stuff. Penny Lane, Robbo, 9:39 in the morning now. It's 21 before 10 o'clock and Alan's Accurate Forecast for the Valley of the Man-Made Stars next.
E.I. Randall.
It's 20 minutes before 10 o'clock, and WROV meteorologist Alan Archer calling for a right nice sunny day today with a high of 45 or 6. Increasing clouds tonight, low 30 by daybreak. Then cloudy skies and a chance of rain tomorrow. High will be at 48 or 9. There's no chance of rain today, but 10 tonight and up to 40 tomorrow. Best chance we've had for a break in the dry spell. It seems forever. West-northwesterly breeze, 5 and 10 miles per today. It's sunny this morning, 27 in Roanoke, 27 now at WROV, 19 minutes before 10. WROV, 13 minutes before the giant Bear Michaels. In for day off and Jim Lewis at 10 o'clock, 13 till now in Rabo. With Air Supply. Air Supply and every woman in the world. And just before that, the very Billy Joel and Sometimes Where We Touch. It's 10 minutes before 10 o'clock in the morning. Well, I'll tell you what has happened here insofar as lunch is concerned. My first winner, who I'd pulled initially when we actually had the drawing from Graves Humphreys, Debbie Arnold, is out today. And I hate not being able to take the person who actually took the time to call and register. So we're going to put Grace Humphreys on hold till next weekend. And going today with the Commercial Construction Department of Franklin Waldron. That's Linda Miller, who called and registered her group last year. Looking forward to seeing them at lunch at noon today at Graffiti's. I'll catch you in the morning at 6. Goodbye now.
Sunshine once again and continued cool with highs once again likely in the lower middle 40s. Our wind for today will be light, mostly west to northwesterly, about 10 miles an hour or less, with a rain probability today 0, tonight 10%, tomorrow at 40%. For WROV, I'm meteorologist Alan Archer.
27 degrees, clear skies, and 10 o'clock. This is, not Jim, it's Bear. How are you? 5 after 10 o'clock, Jim Lewis, stranded in West Virginia, bearing with you this morning and glad to be here, too. I don't care if it is Monday, I feel good enough this morning to be Bo Derek's doctor. Really? Abba, and the winner takes all.